If I sound a bit husky, it's because a couple of weeks ago, I was in Fiji talking with Commodore Bainimarama and his administration, and the only thing I got and brought back with me was the flu. And I still got it. I was brought up in a cloud of incense and smoke in my little parish I grew up in, and love it, but I just asked Wilf not to throw that thing at me this morning. Eh? But there we are. Really, it's wonderful to be here. I want to speak about the gospel that was read this morning. Jesus was a constant traveler. He was always walking somewhere, jumping on a small boat, or dodging crowds, or sleeping through a storm. And so many of the stories about him are pictures of a man on the go. He walked, and he talked, and he shouted, and he argued, and you had to keep up to hear what he was saying. So there's a sense of always having to catch up with Jesus. And Paul said it in one of his letters, I quote, "Not that I have become perfect yet. I have not yet won, but I'm still running, trying to capture the prize for which Christ captured me." So in this gospel story read this morning, Jesus had been visiting his hometown, and now he was walking along the road when he met Matthew sitting beside the customs house. "Follow me," said Jesus. And with no ifs, no buts, Matthew got up and did just that. So we can say a couple of things about Matthew. He isn't quite respectable. As a tax collector, he works as an agent for the Roman overlord, and that puts him on the outer. He may or he may not have been virtuous, but in the eyes of the Jews, he was certainly a sinner. Matthew was also impulsive. I don't know why he tagged along with Jesus, and I doubt whether he knew either. It was one of those impulsive, life-changing things that sometimes you do. And only later do you realize the enormity of what you've done. So if we here at St. Matthew's are slightly less than respectable, and if we are inherently impulsive, we share these characteristics with Matthew himself. And when I think of the cavalcade of people who have passed in and out of this building, and who've shared their lives with us, well, I can get quite emotional. I can see lots and lots of faces and hear many voices. When I was the Bishop of Auckland, this church was a haven and a shelter for me. It was the early 1980s, and the challenges we had to face then included the Springbok tour, homeless people, and street kids who one night tried to send the church up in smoke. In troublesome times, St. Matthew's was a place where people of opposing views could meet, sometimes down in the crypt. And I see around me those for whom this place is their Christian community, and you've been here through thick and thin. I hesitate to name names, but Hector and Peggy Turner come to my mind. For others, St. Matthew's has offered them shelter and rest, and then they have moved on in their journey. The gay and lesbian community has a home here. And whatever normal behavior is, we have had those who have lived their lives differently, and yet they have enriched us and moved us by their courage. "The Word was made flesh," said St. John, Or as one of our liturgies put it, Jesus is one of us, yet is from the heart of God. We are challenged and energized by God, who chose not to be God apart from or separate from humanity, which is us. It may be trite to say that we are here for others, but it's true. St. Matthew's is a space in the middle of the city, and the door is open. This space says there is a time to be silent and a time to think, a time to speak and a time to act, a time for laughter and a time for tears, a time to listen and a time to understand. People can sit here quietly and just catch up. You can pray here. I don't know whether you know Hilary Mantel's novel called Wolf Hall. It's nominated for the Booker Prize. But one of the characters in that novel says this. It says, "It's not the stars that make us, Dr. Butt. It is circumstances and necessita, the choices we make under pressure. Our virtues make us, but virtues are not enough. We must deploy our vices at times." Or don't you agree? What I like about St. Matthew's is it's a place where we can work on our vices. Greed, violence, envy, lust, grandma, the kids, the steaming cesspool of the unimaginable and seemingly unforgivable that makes life irresistible and memorable. All the things you and I think about while we read the pew sheet. So the question is this: when does a vice become a virtue? Well, when you stop hurting people would be a good starting point. Being honest about ourselves, sharing our troubles, and finding to our great relief that our friend and neighbor is neither fazed nor shocked. To recognize and name our vices is an act of discovery and self-awareness that can put us on the road to healing. And healing is best done within a community who love and understand each other. So to what extent is St. Matthew's a healing community is the question. There's always the possibility that through meeting the right person, we might be encouraged to think of another way to live or just accept the help that will get us back on the track. I have seen some remarkable healing here. Sometimes it happens slowly, but it happens. People can change. Just think of all the words spoken in St. Matthew's by people like myself, using this position either as a bully pulpit to plead a cause or to stand 6 feet above contradiction and tell you how to run the world. Some of the words I listen to, while others just pass over my head. The familiar words of the liturgy invite us to worship and share with God, who gives us strength for the journey. And who is this God? Well, for me, God is my dearest friend and my fellow traveler who is willing to put up with a lot. There's a definition, my definition of God. So what do all these words do? You know, words don't establish logical truth or certainties. Words create relationships. People come to St. Matthew's not because of what they hear here, but because of what they find in this place. You can discover things here. What the stranger may find here is a group of people doing their best, fully conscious of what God requires of them, and determined to stick at it. We are a graceful community, and God is with us. And so, in the words with which we welcome the reading of the gospel this morning, I repeat, may God shine on our pathways. Amen.